Farming of the Highest Tech, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. I was talking with Jake Hull from the marketing department of Valley Irrigation, and he was telling me about all of this whiz-bang new technology that his company makes in order to make irrigating so much more convenient and efficient. But tablets, internet, and Wi-Fi, smartphones came up again and again, and I made an observation. A farmer really needs to be an engineer.
Well, I don't disagree with you that it's become a standard. Technology in farming has become the new standard. I don't think you can walk onto a farm and just be amazed that the farmer has a smartphone anymore, whereas 5 to 10 years ago, that was a big deal. Oh, that farmer has a smartphone, not a flip phone. But now it is expected. They want it. Essentially, this is driven by the wants and desires of the farmer. From the irrigation standpoint, farmers don't want to have to walk all the way out to the field anymore. They don't want their life to be controlled by the pivot. They want to control the pivot and live their lives. It's the supply and demand. The farmers are wanting that technology to make their lives easier. But in case of the new smart panels from Valley, the biggest thing is when designing these, we tested these panels with actual growers. We went out in the field and we did multiple tests. Last growing season, we had several growers that actually had these panels installed. They were temporary panels trying to work out the kinks, but they worked amazingly. And all of these growers came back with glowing results saying how easy they were to use. We wanted to give them the technology, but we don't want them to feel like they got to be engineers to use them.
Maybe not engineers, but they got to be smart. This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.